Thanks for visiting my website. Let me begin with a little bit about me. My name is Kevin Hughes. I have been an advocate to government on behalf of many different clients since 1986. The majority of my work has been for the arts and cultural community on such issues as budget, tax policy, and land use. I have also done a lot of work for corporate clients. I have experienced lobbying all four levels of government, federal, state, county, and city. A few years ago, I was asked to teach a class at Seattle University in the Masters of Arts Administration program, a class called Advocacy, Public Policy, and Collaboration in the Arts. While creating a curriculum and teaching, I realized that a majority of people could benefit from the type of information in this class. In general, people's capacity to effectively work with government is fairly limited for a variety of reasons. I teach with the premise that no matter what you do in the arts and cultural community, or running a business, at some point in your life, government will come knocking at your door, or you will need the government to help you. I am now offering trainings and presentations to help anyone, community groups, businesses, cultural organizations, to effectively work with government if and when issues arise. There are essentially two ways in which you might find yourself working with the government. One is you identify an issue, a funding issue or government policy that you would like to change. Simply put, you create the issue and you approach government. The other way, and actually a way that is much more typical, is that government will come to you on an issue and something that may or may not be beneficial to your ability to do business. You need to have some capacity to either help them bring that policy to fruition or to stop it. I will give you an example. During my classes at Seattle University, I bring in administrators of arts organizations from around the Seattle-Puget Sound region, seasoned professionals who have been running arts organizations for a long time. I start with one basic question. When you took this job, how much time did you anticipate you would have to spend dealing with government? Then I follow with, how much time are you thinking about and working with government now? Invariably, the answer will be that when they took the job, they rarely thought about government, and they didn't think about government as part of the job. To the follow-up question, how much time do they spend now? The answer is usually 25 to 30%. This is not atypical. So as we start out in arts administration or start a business in any arena, it is extremely important to have some basic knowledge of how to deal with government. This is the foundation of what I teach. In my experience, I have identified 14 steps in what I consider the basics of advocacy. I will share a few of them with you now. First of all, you need to identify the issue. There are generally two ways of doing this. The first one, as I mentioned before, is proactively. You need funding, or you need consideration from some level of government about a policy issue or a change in the law. In this instance, you approach the government. The other way, and again not uncommon, government comes to you with an issue that you didn't know about, or they create some kind of an issue that affects your ability to do business. In that situation, you need to be able to work with government to either stop that law from being implemented or to help make it happen. So very simply put, these are two different ways to identify an issue. Once you have identified the issue, the next step is to identify the solution. Sounds simple enough, but it is not always as simple as it seems. While the solution to an issue may seem very obvious at the outset of the process, it may become much more complicated as the issue evolves. Who will your opponents be? And what other issues are currently facing the level of government you are working with? For example, if it is a funding issue, what is the current budget climate? You need to build a new building, so you need money to help. You need to make that ask in the context of the government you are going to approach. Therefore, you must have a fundamental understanding of that government. Who are the players? What is the process? What is their election cycle? Who are the long-term advocates for the issue that you are dealing with? Who are some of the long-term opponents? These are the fundamentals that you must grasp in order to develop a viable solution to your issue. Once you have identified your issue and potential solution, you create what I call a preliminary case statement. This is where you define what the issue is and what you think the potential solution is. Once again, it sounds simple, but there is some legwork you're going to have to do to get to that point, including informal discussions with some of the people who can solve the problem. Fourth, you need to identify the elected officials that have the authority to solve the problem. For example, if you're going to the county council on a funding issue, you need to know which council members not only have an interest in your issue, but also the capacity to solve the problem. There may be council members that are very interested in your issue, but aren't in a position to help you solve the problem. In contrast, there might be some council members that have very little interest in your issue, but have the capacity to solve the problem. You have to identify who has the interest and the capacity. This takes some basic knowledge about who the players are at that specific level of government. The fifth step is identifying the constituency to assist you in the process. In other words, starting from your inner circle, your staff, your board, your friends, how do you reach out to other constituencies that might benefit from the issue that you are going to be working on? If it's a capital project, are there donors that might be interested in helping, or the artist involved? Are there businesses in your vicinity that might benefit from the development of this project? If it's a tax issue, are there other entities in the community facing the same problem? This is where you begin to broaden your base of support. So, very briefly, there are my five first key points to building a successful advocacy plan. There are nine more steps in the process I define, and they are not always done in sequence. Sometimes many steps overlap, and sometimes you have to go back and revisit previous steps. My main reason for offering these trainings is to share my knowledge and experience with you as a business owner, arts administrator, or community leader. At some point, you will find yourself working with the government, and you will need to know some basic knowledge of how to proceed. Over the years, I've seen many organizations get hit by a tax bill from government unexpectedly, have a land use issue pop up, or start a building project and realize they need the help of government to either find funding or change a law to give them more time to build. Government issues will crop up, and I believe a basic understanding of how to address them when they do is fundamental to doing business. Yes, there are advocates and lobbyists that you can hire to help you with this process, but how much easier would it be if their client, you, have a fundamental understanding of the process? You can also save yourself time and money because with this type of training, you can actually get a jump start on the process before bringing in an external advocate. If you are interested in learning more about the process or how I can assist you, I invite you to contact me at Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, at khughes.org or 206-954-6150. Many thanks for visiting my website.